quick heads up after Belinda Carlisle leaving a light on that at 10 a.m. this morning, it's another Alex. That'd be Alex Brown, of course. Must be very good, because he's got a whole show named after him. It's for the younger market. He's graduated from No Adults Allowed, but still doing all sorts of things about the summer holidays and vacations. That's between 10 and 11 a.m. this morning. Well, technically 10.02 and 11. Be precise, we take the news at 10 o'clock. We have the Motor City Resonation on at 12 with Lita Rosen. No Adults Allowed between 3 and 5. You remember it well, don't you, Joe? No Adults Allowed.
I don't.
Sort of, yes. It's, anyway, Lincoln does, and he sort of connected all sorts of ways. So that's between 3 and 5. And then between 5 and 7, it's 1073 Drive or 1073 Drive. All of those marvellous things here on Siren 107.3 FM. Online now, recent graduate from the University of Teesside, it's Kaylee Carr. How are you, Kaylee?
I'm good, thank you.
Splendid. We have from Red Dog Films, the community filmmakers, Joe Hayden, who is an intern, about to start his internship with Red Dog Films. And, of course, Kay Hayden, who's just multi-talented in every sense of the word, lecturing in all sorts of ways. So what are you doing in Sunderland, Kaylee?
I'm just pottering about the house at the minute, looking for jobs.
Pottering about the house, looking for jobs in the house.
Yeah, doing a few things for me mum. Help her out a bit.
There, it's just such a wonderful snapshot of the graduates of the world today, whether they come from Teesside, Lincoln, all sorts of ways, just potter around the house. And what's the most interesting job you've found whilst you're pottering around the house? Is it a case of cleaning the loo? Is it a case of doing the grouting?
Oh, no.
You know, what are we talking about here? Is it arranging the flowers?
No, just merely hanging out the washing, spend a bit of time in the garden while it's nice and warm.
Hanging out the washing. You've got such a wonderful sort of system on the whole thing, which is truly wonderful. Kay, we talked obviously there with Annabelle Bentley from Bupa. Where are you sort of academic head? I mean, obviously we talked about the positivity side of things, etc. Do you get more and more people talking about the private sector as well as the public sector when it comes to health and working as health professionals?
I think because of the way the new commissioning system is that we... because basically... in a nutshell, the GP is given the money from the government and then the GP buys services. So it's, like you were saying earlier, it's a partnership and we buy services when necessary. So, for example, I gave you, Alex, an example earlier where I'm personally having some surgery next week. The surgery I need, they don't actually provide that in the NHS locally. So my GP is buying that service from a private provider as a one-off. For me, you know, and that's quite often because it's more cost effective as well to go elsewhere as a specialist centre rather than provide that service for the odd occasion that someone might need that surgery locally.
And interestingly enough, though, obviously we're not going to talk about personal cases in any way, shape or form, but it's a similar operation, Kaylee, to the one that Lady Gaga actually underwent.
This is true, I'm in good company.
Lady Gaga and Kay Hayden both had a similar operation. That's something to actually test your sort of journalistic skills and sort of sorting that one out, I'm sure.
I don't think it was with the same surgeon, though. I'm not sure.
Who knows?
Ask him
you
next
could.
Week.
Yeah. In fact, you could actually break into a Lady Gaga-esque tune and see if he sort of, you know, if he hums around with the whole thing. You say, aha! You know, you could actually sort of say that's proof that clearly you have been identified as the surgeon who must have operated on the Lady Gaga routine. She's fantastic stuff. And Joe, you're about to start as a work as an intern. What particular areas are you looking to do with Red Dog Films?
Oh, well, sort of the job is whatever is currently needed to be done, whether it's filming a local charity group, filming a intense docudrama, or editing an intense docudrama, or creating a bid film of some kind. It's all kinds of stuff.
Very exciting. Kaylee, it's short but nevertheless perfectly formed. We take it you've had a reasonably interesting telephonic mini chat with us today, in which you sort of said you're pottering around the house looking for putting out the washing, etc., which is very good. Nice, we cater for all things. So we'll see you again very soon, no doubt.
Yeah, of course, yep.
This is very good. And just again, with respect to that, I'd suggest maybe just get your iPad playing or your iPod, etc., and break into, maybe ask the surgeon, does he like poker? You know, has he got a poker face? Maybe that could sort of just tip the balance. Could he actually be on the edge of something? Could be on the edge of glory? Mention Alejandro. These are things to actually do, Kay, when you have that sort of experience. We expect a full report, of course. Poker face. Yes, I think we get the general message. William Sitwell, as yet, we haven't managed to reach, but we might try and reach him live, because this week he ate The Shed, a feature on the Huffington Post, which he put together in terms of broad beans. Joe, are you a broad bean person? Do you like your greens and vegetables? Or is it a case of, no, take that horrid stuff away now?
No, I've often been known to eat vegetables and salads, often at sword point.
Good heavens. There we are. It's brilliant. Like a Wes Anderson movie that's been edited for cruise control. Only kidding, in case people are wondering, what were they all about? It was because they'd actually had what was probably the TV version on a public cruise ship, so they kind of did various changes. Wes might have been furious. And again, he probably didn't care. Probably doesn't know. He might know now, but still. William Sitwell, as I say, our Waitrose food chap, we have endeavoured to actually reach, but as yet without any success, but we will try live to hopefully connect with him to find out about his own views on the importance of greens and veggies and a whole range of other things. Then again, we may just leave a message on his voicemail just to sort of say we were trying but we didn't succeed. Still to come, we've got Alan Stevens and Fiona Moore joining us, and we may just squeeze in that dental piece.
Hi, this is William. Yeah, we are. Leave me a message and I'll call you back as soon as I can.
When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Okay, yeah. I don't know why we would press the hash key for more options when we've finished recording. Have you ever done that, Kay?
No.
Have you ever done that, press the hash key for more options?
No,
it just seemed quite sad if you were sort of doing
what
that.
What the options that we're going to have to do that
No, we'll just leave a message saying, William, we were trying to reach you to talk about the fabulous world of greens and such like stuff, shed-themed midweek dry foda. We're clearly going to have to postpone that at least one English week. Not to worry, these things actually happen. They're sent to Trice. So happy trails from all at Siren FM, in, of course, as you'd like to define it, the little village of Lincoln. In various ways, health correspondents, film correspondents, all sorts of things, etc. You don't get the chance, Sally, to speak other than a quick hello to the legend that is Alan Stevens, who, when we said Dr. Katz was on board, he thought, obviously, it would be Aishan Zukov. No, it's Alan Stevens, creator and writer and audio producer. Alan, good morning. How are you?
Hi, fine. Thank you.
Excellent. So how often do you floss?
We have got floss, but I think it's a disgusting habit.
Could add 5 years on your life, you know. Gaze
well,
nodding.
Yeah, but what would that? You know, five years as a dribbling pensioner of 97.
So there we have it. The harsh but fair views of Alan Stevens.
I sit in the old people's home, you know, suffering from dementia, I might think to myself,
if only I'd lost. If only I'd lost more. Still, never mind. The 72nd World Science Fiction Convention comes to London between the 14th and 18th of August. Already on the show today, we've focused on the joys of the San Diego Comic Con with Richard Edwards from SFX Magazine, who's been over there, which is fantastic stuff from there. Alan, obviously, you're one of our top sci-fi London film correspondents. Actually, before Joe sort of heads off into the wild beyond, Joe, I mean, we mentioned you're a big fan of Wes Anderson, or at least his movie, full version of Grand Budapest Hotel. What are your thoughts on science fiction? Is it something which you thought, like it, take it or leave it, or are you saying, no, I'm not really a Doctor Who, Blake Seven, or anything from that point of view?
I do like sci-fi. I'm looking forward to the new series of Doctor Who beginning. It's just a month now, I think, to go.
Yes, actually, August 23rd.
And the prospect of a new Star Wars is very enticing.
Yeah. By the broken ankle.
Well, look, Harrison obviously had an incident, which clearly meant he wasn't looking. He should have got a stunt ankle double in there to actually.
They put the film back, haven't they? They put it back a year.
Oh, well, these are the frightening things when you know you have one of your stars who has the scenery collapse on him and he suffers a broken ankle. Of course, in the world of radio productions, you don't have to worry about such things, do you?
Just
continue.
Bend his leg up and stick him back in front of the microphone.
Exactly. And that's the difference between the cinema and a whole range of things. Alan, as we approach the launch of the latest incarnation of the Doctor, of course, with Mr. Capaldi taking the lead role, we've already had the teaser trailers. Are you excited by this, or is it a case of, no, I've moved on from my Doctor Who scholarship days?
Well, a friend of mine, you know, they for some bizarre reason, BBC accidentally released five scripts.
Yes.
You know, which escaped into the wild. And
it can happen so often.
And also, the first episode also was pirated, although all the effects are apparently on it. Well, I haven't seen these or read these, but a friend of mine spoke to me yesterday and I said, oh, you're reading about these things. Oh, yeah, I've done it. I've read them all and watched it. Oh, right. Oh, okay. So, you know, what's it like? And he said that Peter Capaldi is extremely good. He said the scripts are the usual kind of like, you know, reheated stuff. But Capaldi is excellent in the role, so, you know.
But surely, it's. I mean, if you've just read the Cole scripts, you don't know what the actor's incarnation will be, or does he get a sense of the voice
of
the Capaldi?
Well, one story, Mark Gatiss one is with Doctor Who meets Robin Hood. Which,
yes.
Oh, God.
And I know how much you think highly of Mark Gatiss, so it's got to be a win-win
situation. I've always
Chris Chibnall, Mark Gatiss.
Well, Chris Chibnall, luckily, is he back on it? I don't know. I mean, I didn't say the guy, tell me the story. One of them was a Dalek story by Phil Ford.
Yes.
The first one actually is an episode, you know, bar some effects that are missing, is an episode which you can watch. Do you mean?
Ah.
So he did see, you know, effectively an episode of the very first episode of it.
I hope security at Red Dog is more secure than this. Maybe something just movies suddenly being released on that basis.
I thought sometimes this stuff happens and it's actually meant to be a huge publicity boost for a show. Yeah. What it is. Do you mean?
Yeah.
So it could be a case of where they decide, because if you think about it, I mean, who is really going to sit down and read a script?
Who is? See what he did there? Who is?
Yeah, aside from a hardcore fan. And who is he really going to discuss it with, unless it's with other hardcore fans? So I don't really think... In fact, Moffat said himself, he doesn't really think that, you know, security... People getting upset about security leaks and all this stuff missing are being ridiculous. And then he became producer and started complaining about it. But I think it might be just an attempt to boost the public. Oh, my God, look at episodes. Doctor Who has been released on the internet. What are we going to do? All over everyone's... Oh, my goodness, Doctor Who's back, is it? Yeah, apparently they've released an episode. You know, it's a big publicity thing, I think.
Well, there we are, and on a week where it's officially recognised that the word Whovian has entered the Collins English Dictionary
as somebody who
actually has an appreciation of fans who, yeah, I know you don't like the term, but it is there, it is now official. You know, you can actually,
well, no, it's official. It's
you could use it on Countdown, you know, so Whovian is there. I mean, how much more official can you get than the mark of Rachel Riley?
It isn't official because I don't accept it.
There we
go. It's an American term, isn't it? It's like a vacuum cleaner hose.
Oh, well, it does actually. Obviously,
anyway, listen, this is more interesting than that. Mm-hmm. Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
I hadn't ever... I'd seen the Tim Burton one. I mean, I've seen all the original ones,
yes,
you know, the
yes.
one with Charlton Heston.
Yes.
Stuff, and I generally like them. Obviously, the first two films are probably the best ones. And then they did the Tim Burton one, which I watched and I thought was absolutely horrendous.
Even Charlton Heston, who was in as an ape in there, probably had time to actually sort of cogitate on his last days, thinking, why am I in this? Same with Helena Bonham Carter, of course.
That's one hell of a hairpiece he was wearing in that one.
No comment, carry on.
Anyway, so when they came out, Rise of Planet of the Apes, I thought, nah, because I thought it was just going to be a sequel to Planet of the Apes, obviously, you know.
More work for Andy Serkis, motion
yeah,
capture.
Well, I didn't, that's true, but I didn't bother watching it. Anyway, then Dawn of Planet of the Apes was released, and a friend of mine had seen it, said it was quite good. And then Fiona said, oh, look, they're showing Rise of Planet of the Apes on this weekend or last weekend or whatever. And so we recorded it, and I didn't watch it. And she said, oh, shall we watch this? And I watched it, and it was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was so good that I said, let's go and see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. So Brian and Fiona and myself went to the cinema yesterday and saw it in 3D, though, to be honest, didn't really have a great deal of 3D, and saw Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and an excellent film, better than Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
If you only listened to the words of Richard Fitzwilliams, our film critic, you'd know all this, Ian, Alan, I should say, and get the thing sorted through there.
He didn't
give thumbs up to Hercules. Mind you, it needs an awful lot of bucks to get Hercules up in the lead, even though it's got Dwight Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock.
Who?
Dwight Johnson as Hercules. He was known as The Rock. It's a wrestling name.
Anyway,
there we go. WWF Wrestling. There's a possible show for yourself, Joe. You might like to explore that one. It was very good for Wittgenstein, I think, was into his wrestling. And Roland Barthes, of course, a very well-known semiologist and wrestler. Guys, I'm just conscious that it's now 9:55. And we are okay. I thought they'd have to leave, so we were just sort of thinking, we will have to leave because Alex Brown is going to be on in a few moments after the news from the Sky News Centre. So it's thumbs up, Alan Stevens, for yourself for the Planet of the Apes.
Dawn of Planet Apes and Rise of Planet Apes, but not Planet Apes. Planet Apes, no. That's a thumbs down. Don't watch that film. It's terrible.
Not the reimagining Tim Burton version.
I like Tim Burton, but that was a terrible dog's dinner, wasn't it?
If you see Tim Burton and apes in the same sentence, it's one to avoid. you would say.
Yeah, I'd say.
And Marky Mark in.
Who?
And Marky Mark. And, of course, Abraham Lincoln. Enough of such stuff. Alan.
Yeah, actually, Abraham Lincoln did appear in it. You're right.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Yeah, all right.
Good. Are you coming back
brief?
Again? I know, brief, but perfectly formed. Are you not as brief as Kaylee Carr's? That was just a case of we just managed to get out that she was doing her washing.
Perfectly formed?
Yeah, oh, I think so. Are you back with us again very soon?
I don't know, it's up to you.
Of course you are. You'll be listening to Siren 107.3 FM, the Midweek Drive Morning Edition with Alex Lefchuk, Joe Hayden and Kay Hayden. Thanks to Katie Grimmison, Richard Fitzwilliams, Ian Lennox, Katie Carr, William Sitwell, well, we thank his answer phone, Alan Stevens and Dr. Annabelle Bentley, and your good self, dear listener. Can we all say bye-bye?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.